Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, friends, Tim is out and about today, and he's usually the back-end controller on what we do here. And then we also have GCN in Burnsville, Minnesota. Tim's in South Carolina. And then we got someone across the other side of the glass that's also not here. So it's me all by myself today, so my stream deck, I don't know what's going on with it. If it revives itself, we'll go ahead and pull them up, but you're going to be able to look at me, I guess, all throughout the show. I don't know if that's good, bad, or whatever the case might be, but that's what it's going to be today. I wanted to let you know, if you wanted to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. With that said, friends, subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, as you all well know. 7th President of the United States of America nailed it when he said, this republic, our republic, rests upon what? A constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And he's exactly right. I'll put that up against Exodus 20, verse 21 and 25, and also the Ten Commandments, the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament. Okay, cool. So let's go here, friends. So we're hearing a lot of Mr. Mikey again, and I'm really glad he's piping up, and he has shown the world for who he is real quick. And I have an interconnection with this guy somehow, and I'm sure I'm going to be ignored, but I'm going to do my best to try to get this guy up on the show. Because we have people paying attention, and interestingly enough, newamericanprophet.org just posted Evil Mike Johnson and the Nefarious Christian Takeover of America. Now, I want people to understand this. Dictators always sell themselves, put this up against Daniel 8:25, as people that are loved and not hated. In most cases. And I want to go back to Adolf Hitler again, because people, he sold himself to 80 million people as a Christian. And don't think America wasn't a part of that, because Prescott Bush was actually doing his best to finance him, and he was illegally doing that. Prescott Bush happens to be the dad and the father of George Bush Sr. and grandpa to George Bush Jr. Now, I want you to pay attention to this, because, again, remember, Adolf Hitler sold himself as a Christian to over 80 million people, and it worked somehow or another. It was done through force. We all well know this, but the fact of the matter is they took him as a Christian. So when Scripture tells us, Jesus namely saying, that many will come in my name, that means they're selling themselves as Christians to people. Okay? And the fact of the matter is we judge them by their fruit. And when we go to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, what does it say right there? Matter of fact, I'm just going to go there and I want to give it to you verbatim. A lot of these I can just kick off from memory, which I do constantly. But I want to read this so you can hear for yourselves as to how and what it is that you need to pay attention to, because I make reference continuously to Matthew 7:16. Now look at how the devil sells himself. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So he sells himself as a good person. He doesn't come, like I've said 15 times, friends, he doesn't come there with the little fork pounding on your front door, trying to break it down with two little pointy ears and a big long tail. That's not how he sells himself, friends. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm just thinking of Saul Alinsky right now, and the way he said that these people were to sell themselves. Okay, and I'm going to pull it up. It's just coming to my aid right now, and I just want to make sure I can get this quote. Yep, here it is. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, and they put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Are you listening, Americans? I want you to hear that again, because that's exactly Saul Alinsky was the author of Rules for Radicals. He is the one that accredited Satan himself, literally. Also keep in mind, many in politics are Obama's, the Clintons, and of the rest of what you see on across the board scale, they are partakers of reading that book. So when they act like the devil, John 8:44, you can rest assured that's who their father is. Now, I want to go full circle again and say what Saul Alinsky said. He said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. And let me go back to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers also be transformed as ministers of what? Righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, isn't it interesting? Just yesterday, we highlighted Mike Johnson. Ever since he's been there, the new Speaker of the House, by the way, ever since he's been there, he has been fleecing constituents across America for money. And he's been using the Word of God, and he's also been using the Constitution as his wooden blunt sword to try to convince people that he is what he is not. Now, why am I saying that? Well, not too long ago, old Mikey was out in Louisiana talking about all the crimes that Joe Biden has committed. And the writing's on the wall. He blatantly told us that he was guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. I showed you this yesterday on yesterday's show. Well, with that said, what did we find out, friends? Once he became the Speaker of the House, what did he do? He turned coat on the people instantaneously. What does he say? And what did he say? He says there's not enough evidence to actually impeach Joe Biden. I'm not making this up. But he's selling himself as a Christian to the people. And again, if we would look at the Word of God, we can clearly see what we're dealing with already. And it's not a Christian man, friends. Not at all. Matter of fact, I got a brand new email today from old Mikey fleecing for money once again every single day. I kid you negative from this guy. Okay, he's already making $223,500, but he's still fleecing his constituents for more money. See, this must be a part of the plan that once you become one of them, then you can go ahead and rape the constituents at will. That's how they aggrandize their wealth, as we all the well know. But here again, friends, today I get another email from old Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, the man selling himself as a Christian to you, and what is he doing? I'm all in for Donald Trump. And him and Donald are, what are they doing? They're kissing each other's backsides right now. And it's almost just, it's a wonder who's going to do it more than the other. I can smell them from here, no joke. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I want to show you something here. I was just highlighting Mike Johnson. I want to tell you this too, friends. Mike Johnson, and don't doubt a thing I'm telling you here, Mike Johnson was appointed to pick up the slack on the professed Christians to drive all traffic back over to Donald Trump, in spite of the 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidates that they're out there. They're trying to control the narrative. That is not stopping, folks. Just so you know, I'll get to that in a moment. But what I wanted to highlight, I'm looking at 23 tabs right now. There's so much information I need to share. Let's go over to illegal immigration, away from Mike, over to illegal immigration. We know that there's craziness going on the borders. Even if you go rural now, you're seeing brand new apartment buildings going up all over the country. You better do yourself a favor and ask yourself, why is it that they're building apartment buildings right here? And why is this happening all across the country? Oh, go into the city, friends. My goodness. Go out to the country, friends. Oh, my goodness. Go to these brand new suburbs. Oh, my goodness, friends. And your borders are wide open. Last week, I brought up a video from the War Room, Steve Bannon's outlet, and it was a guy that was live that was actually on the southern border, and he was talking about how Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, right? Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, how Joe Biden is incentivizing the drug cartels, the cartels across the southern border to drive people into America. They're paid to drive them into America. Once they get here, they're picked up by the Border Patrol, They're picked up by the DHS, put on air-conditioned buses, and then they're brought into cities throughout the United States of America. Many of them are being flown across the country. I was just thinking of something here, and maybe I need to bring that up really quick because it is that important. But I want you to look at this really quick on social media platforms. If not, I'll spell it out for you. Look at this. Look at DeSantis piping up. Now, keep in mind, DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, was the guy that was actually alluring them into Florida and then flying them into, not deporting them, importing them into blue cities, if you're playing the game, into Democratic cities, if you're playing the game, which doesn't exist. Here, folks, let me say it this way before I show you this next point. The left is the right and the right is the left. There is no difference. Because if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left, as I all the well say on the show. But the fact of the matter is, friends, the right is just as left as what you have defined the left to be. There is no more right. The only right left in this country are the people, as you all the well know. And if the people in this country don't open their mouth while they have time to do so and actually stand up and do their job in preserving our constitutional republic, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it, just so you know. Okay, I just wanted to get that out of the way. Let's go back to DeSantis. So DeSantis, he flies them in to his political opposition. And, of course, the said conservatives and the Republicans and the patriots and the professed Christians think that's really cute, not realizing that DeSantis is not deporting them. He is importing them into America. Okay, so we got that far? Okay, so with that, there's a brand new headline on Red Voice Media, and it's DeSantis talks tough on the border. He's talking tough on the border. But Americans, have you forgotten he was the one that was actually importing them into America? The same thing with Greg Abbott. I know that they try to sell themselves. They do their best to sell themselves as the people's people. In fact, if you judge them again according to the fruit, you're going to find out that they are just the exact opposite, just like DeSantis is proving over and over again. He is Bush's guys. I'm sorry, he's Bush's man. I'm sorry. He's the Bush's guy. Look at the crimes this guy's responsible for in the military. If you've not gone over to Health Impact News, go ahead and go over to that page and go into the search bar and look for Ron DeSantis. And then after you watch that video, you tell me how much of a good guy he is. You're going to be appalled by who he is and what he's responsible for doing. Okay, so let's go back to this video that I want to play for you, because I was just highlighting Joe Biden incentivizing drug cartels in Mexico to bring these people, to corral them into America. And then the DHS, as I said, and the Border Patrol picks them up, and then they bring them into America. They don't deport them. No. They're importing them. Hey, Americans, if you're going to sit back and you're going to allow them to do what you know they're doing, do you think that they're not going to do more? Absolutely they will. That's why I always say what Edmund Burke rightly said. They're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Here, I'm going to show you how emboldened these people are. I'm going to play this video for you. There are three women that came across the border, can't speak it, not one word of English. They're busted stealing, and I want you to pay attention to the fact that they didn't come into a simulate. Here, friends, let me say it this way. A simulation means they come in lawfully. A simulation means that they submit to our God and the laws that have been established in this country. And yes, others are afforded asylum, no question about it. But what's happening? What's coming in from the southern border? Besides 900% increase of Chinese, and I just watched a video yesterday of RFK Jr. who went to the border. He said the majority of the people, and I think it was like 95% of the people, were all coming from Africa, Ethiopia, the Middle East. And they're military-aged men. I just got to keep reiterating that, because the American people still think that somehow or another this is a game. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that they're at the football stadiums every weekend? Okay? I want to show you this, and I want you to see this, friends. This, again, is three women that were busted at a store in America, and you show me how much respect that they have for our system of government.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't stop for me to stop.
Why?
Stop.
For what?
Because I said so. Stop.
Why? Excuse me?
These three?
Yep. Look at the half smirks on their face, folks. Look at the smirks on their face. Yeah, they stole bags. They stole sunglasses. Well, how do you think that they're going to act when they get into America, folks? Just like this. Look at the crimes that many of these people that have come in illegally into America, how they're acting. Look at the crime that comes in with these illegals. Look at it. She's smirking. She's laughing. At the police.
You have IDs. You never have IDs issued to you.
No, they don't. They don't need IDs
whatsoever.
See, folks, they don't need IDs. Remember, the governor said that they didn't need them. Look at how they're just mocking your system of judgment.
How do you spell your name?
She didn't speak a bit of English. They both are laughing at your law enforcement. If this isn't offensive, I don't know what is. What do you think these people came over here for, friends? If they came in illegally, how do you suppose they're going to act? Just like this. It's another arguing with the police that busted them stealing from a store. Yeah, look at her. She's sitting there smiling, laughing at the...
97. February what?
97.
Yeah, they're told to do this, friends.
Okay.
You're being totally mocked.
The cameras are lying, is what you're saying?
So they were busted on camera and they're saying that they didn't do it.
Hey, sit down.
Yes.
And shut up.
Okay, shut up.
You don't need to talk.
This is I just want you to see what you're in for, friends. I just want you to see, and this is petty crime. I mean, I've highlighted the crimes of many of these people that are coming in illegally. I said during the video, and I put a question to you, what do you suppose these people are going to do when they get into America if they already broke the law crossing the border? And let me ask you another thing. Why are they mocking your laws? I'll tell you why. Because the people are mocking God's by not enforcing them. And I'm talking about the American people. You need to understand something, people. When people come into America illegally, they're not going to act as law-abiding citizens in any sense of the word. But then again, this is what you're allowing in the People's White House. Remember, Joe Biden is the one that's incentivizing the cartels. I told you as well last week, now that this comes to my aid, I was thinking about one of the things that was said by the guy that was boots on the ground on the southern border. He said that they were told by the cartel that they better come in. They were paid by the cartel to bring them in, and they were told by the cartel that if they didn't do what they were told, they would be disemboweled. Well, it sounds like the said government and federal government that disembowels children every day, and the American people stand back and allow it to happen, right? Tell the truth and shame the devil. No wonder why these people call America the great Satan. Yeah, it's true.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirmed what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza, saying there's confirmation that the groups have been using the tunnels underneath the hospital to hold hostages. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown. Yesterday, they voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. President Joe Biden hopes to walk away from a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, having put the U.S.-China relationship on better terms. Meanwhile, the U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Corey Myers, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Well, you ready to listen to me to whine about some of the issues that I've highlighted before? Isn't it interesting how this show, that we're constantly staying on topics rather than just being responsible for riddling you with 50,000 different directions of topics which are designed to distract you from what really matters? Well, I've highlighted, oh my goodness, I can't even tell you how many times I've highlighted the fact that the bulwark of our freedom is free speech. And now, thank you, Lord. And I'm just thinking about this right now because, you know, I check out social media platforms and I just, okay, Lord, what am I doing today? What are we doing? And I'm covering these topics, and it's interesting that we've been banned from Facebook, we've been banned from YouTube and other platforms. But you know who hasn't been banned? Those that are spewing out filth. Who drives the narrative? Exactly, because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. That's the end aim. The filth that is on those sites and what it leads to is even worse than just what they show you. There was a video today. It was a commercial on YouTube. And it was like a satire. And it came up really quick. And it was a woman in a satire. Okay, so you couldn't see, like, all the details. It was just, I want to make sure everybody understands, it was like black, but you could see the outline of what she was doing. Well, what she was doing is she was taking it to the extreme in a sexual act. Okay, you couldn't see anything. It was a commercial that YouTube had for you to click on so you could go from where you're at into a bigger place concerning your male appendage. No joke. Okay, that was that. And then all the advertisements for the LGBTQRSTUV, which is illegal in every state. Pornography is illegal in this country all the way up until 1968. The Rockefellers were all about that, by the way. The list goes on concerning subversive activities that are going on YouTube, in Facebook, in Twitter, whatever they call that now, X, under Elon Musk, the globalist himself and the Satanist himself. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, are the people paying attention to the fact that, from what I understand, I haven't watched television in 20-some years? 2 Corinthians 6:17, Amos 3:3, thinking of James 4:4 as well. Read those. Romans 12:2 as well. I haven't watched television for how many decades? And I'm told by the people that, oh, Bradley, anything goes. That's a reflection of the people. And so it doesn't come as a surprise when your freedoms are being taken away illegally by the same big tech companies that are doing their best to demoralize you, to bring about subversiveness into your life so they can steal away your freedoms. That's what this is all about. That's how the devil works, right? The way to break with sin is to unite with Christ. There's no in-between. Read Revelation 3. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'm making a point here. These outlets teach people how to murder. These outlets teach you how to rape, to commit fornication, to commit adultery. Oh my goodness, what outlet doesn't promote alcohol? This is all, I guess this is all permissive when it comes to the American people, because that's all they're driving concerning the narrative on the American people. It's about demoralizing you. It's about breaking you from Christ so Satan can have his way through the children of disobedience. And who are the children of disobedience? Those that have broke from Christ. And yet the Bible tells us clearly we are to remain steadfast. That means fixed in direction, keeping our eyes single on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. It's amazing to me. Now they're bringing in foreign commercials where you can't understand a word they're saying. Does this not bother you? Speaking of which, has anybody ever taken the time to call like UPS or FedEx or many of these outlets so you can order things online now? You can't even understand a thing those people are saying. You call the bank, you're running into that more and more. That is, if you can even talk to anybody. If that's not control, I don't know what is. Businesses have lost their place. There is no more customer service. And if it's out there, I'll tell you what, that is the company that's going to skyrocket and flourish like crazy. Go back to my point. Everything goes, swearing, you name it. Sodomy, a commercial that popped up today on one of the scrolls was transgenderism. No such thing. God decided that. Right? Everything to Europeanize America. Again, I want you to understand that those that go along with this, the Bible's clear. It says those that will until they be taken out of the way. You are giving way to those that are using you in hopes that you're demoralized by what they feed you so they can destroy you, so they can remove you. That is exactly what's going on here. Okay, now, I also told the American people, and I told 53 countries and 157 cities, that if you don't put a stop to this, it's going to get worse. I want you to listen carefully to what Harry Truman said back in the 50s, okay? And I'm going to go there right now, And you can hear for yourself what he has to say, or what he had to say. This was at the Internal Security of the United States, August 8th, 1950. Listen carefully. I'm not talking to a third world country, friends. I'm talking to you. And tell me, is this what you see today? Truman warned back in 1950, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until this is what you're inviting into your house, because this is where it's going. Amos 6:3. He goes on, until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Here, let me say this too. Just drink this in the same cup, if you would. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Where's all this chaos coming from? What is all this chaos about? Creating a new world order. Who's creating the chaos? Those that are also creating the new world order. Just ask George Bush. Oh my goodness, I don't know how many times we played that video. How many times did he say, out of these times, out of chaos, can we create a new world order with the help of the CIA, which, by the way, Truman also equated to none other than the American version of the Gestapo. Isn't that interesting? Folks, you are line upon line. Matter of fact, if you go back to Klaus Schwab, this is why he's trying to establish something called a Fourth Reich. And we showed you that video. I guess that's not good enough for the American people. The people just still want to continuously act like it doesn't matter, or they want to continuously deceive themselves into believing that it's not happening in their own backyard by their own said representative government. I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite. I love God enough to tell you the truth. Love worketh no ill. And truth demands a response, but when I give you the truth, the hope lies in the fact that you respond to the truth. But if you don't respond to it, this is what you're going to get. Hey, folks, they're not reeling in. Your enemies are not retreating. They're going forward. Here, let me say this again. If you're just joining us, I started the show off today, actually the second segment, highlighting the fact that these illegals are laughing at you as they come in illegally. Then they steal. They kill. They rape. Folks, the list is high. These are the illegals coming into America, and I just also highlighted the fact that many of them are coming from the Middle East, many of them are coming from Ethiopia, they're coming from Africa, and they're all military-age men. I guess people still don't want to pay attention to that. Well, Bradley, what does that have to do with free speech? It has everything in the world to do with it, because that's why they're shutting down networks of people that are telling you the information that you need to have. Okay, they're the ones standing in the way, impeding the way of the narrative that is controlled by 94% of the networks. Just so you know. And I told you what's going to happen. They're not going to reel in. They're going to go forward. And if you don't stand up to what's going on, it's going to continue on. Okay, so I want to play this for you really quick, and I want you to listen to it. That's all you have to do is listen. And this is on LifeSite News today. Okay, and I know that some people are waiting for a little relief. It's not going to come from your inaction or your apathy or your tolerance. Rest assured.
Biden admin's new web plan would micromanage nearly every aspect of how the Internet functions. LifeSite News, a Federal Communications Commission, FCC, commissioner, has strongly denounced the Biden administration's alarming plan under the guise of establishing digital equity to give the administrative state effective control of all Internet services and infrastructure.
They want control.
Sweeping, unprecedented, and unlawful.
Absolute control.
President Biden has called on the FCC to issue a sweeping set of
regulations. And it just goes back to more
digital equity
of the same thing. It's a computer that actually is kicking this off. But
for the first time ever, those rules would empower.
I do want you to see the headline here because, again, we always want to confirm what we say. Biden's his administration, new web plan would micromanage nearly every aspect of how the Internet functions. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they've been doing this for a long time. this morning, even trying to share articles with people, Facebook, again, is limiting all of that. People complaining about sharing our content, they're limiting all that. They've already labeled me a dangerous individual. You better bet your bottom dollar I'm dangerous.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which forms the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Stacy. What say you?
I want to thank you. You're spot on as usual. We need to hear this message. And instead of laughing, I feel sad for those women because they have no idea what their eternal destination is going to look like. And if they did, they would look at life totally different. But we have the answer for everything, and that's Jesus Christ. And I just pray that the church will rise to its job in these days. That I have a corner, and I preach there. And I try to get up there and share the gospel. If they don't like it, that's fine. If they do, great. But every person needs a corner, and they need to start sharing it with these people.
Amen. Amen. And you know where they're going to see that, Stacy, in our lifestyles. I remember a guy one time said, it was famously said, preach the gospel to the world, and if you have to, use words. Now, we know that that's not true. It runs antithetical to the Word of God. But the point that was being made is exactly spot on. I mean, if Christians really believed the Christ that they say they served, by no means would we be in the predicament that we're in today. So, you know what? It's for us. The Lord, as I I've said 1,000 times, doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority. And if that's what needs to happen, you know what, Stacey? We just need to get all the more busy, and that's exactly what we're doing here. So I totally appreciate you, kiddo. And the fact of the matter is that's what we have to keep doing. We have to keep going forward. The American people... If you're going to pay attention to the fact, isn't it interesting, after September 11th, did you know that there was zero crime? Zero crime throughout the United States when those two buildings fell? There was no crimes being committed across the country. Why? Because they were afraid. Guess where they were? They went to church. They're fair-weathered friends. Americans, the Lord doesn't need fair-weathered friends. And the fact of the matter is, you're either going to get this on your own and understand that what Bradley Dean has been talking about for 24, 25 years, whatever it is, I got to calculate those numbers. Forgive me. I'm not here because I've been talked into what I do by anybody. Matter of fact, with all due respect to the call of God, I didn't apply for the job. I'm responding to the call. That's what makes you called. Many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen are those that respond to the call. And why did I respond to the call? Because I know he's real. And furthermore, I didn't find my faith in man. I found it in Christ. I found it in the power of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, if you go to 1 Corinthians 2:5, it says that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. That's how I found him. That's how I know who he is. And I've seen him do it over and over and over again. He's not like a part-time God here, friends. He is in all things. He is in all things, at all times, at all places. And the fact of the matter is, you're going to either... Isn't it interesting? Here, let me stop there for a moment. I'm writing my third book, and I am telling you what, it has been frustrating. But isn't it interesting how people say, who are you to judge me? Do you realize that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ? When did, in not understanding, nobody's judging you. What they're doing is they're giving you the truth, and they're correcting you, and they're reproving you, and they're instructing you. So make distinction between that and judging you. Judging you is saying you're going to hell, bye, I'm done, hanging up the phone. That's not what we're doing here. But I'll tell you what we are doing is we're making reference to the judge's word, and I'm here to tell you that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Well, give me a scripture referral. How about this? Or reference. I'll give you three of them. How about this one? Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. Okay? What's the second one? 2 Corinthians 5:10. Read it when you get a moment. And go to Revelation 21, start in verse 5. And go to the end of the chapter. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And the man that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be freed from his sin in understanding his mercy and his grace. Not to indulge into it by using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13. No. No. We need to get this right. The American people are not going to repent like that of Nineveh. They're not going to do it. The American people are going to go ahead and test their wooden blunt shields all the way up until the time something goes wrong again, and then they're going to run right back to the Lord. And you know what, friends? I'm here to tell you that Scripture tells us that the Lord's going to get to the point, and I believe that we're here, no doubt, where he's just going to say, those gods that you've been serving, go to them. Let them save you. That's exactly right, because there is a point, and I'm speaking as a man from relaying the word to you as an ambassador and preaching the word of God and holding it forth, is the fact of the matter is the Lord knows your heart. How many people wait until they get to the point where they're going to die or something goes wrong, and then all of a sudden they run back to the Lord again, and then when everything goes back to the way it was before, they go back to the way it was before, and they go back to the idols that they served? Oh, it happens all the time. That's why the name of my new book is called The Children of the Apostates. Now, going back to our friend Stacy in Minnesota, isn't it interesting that 86% of people in this country call themselves Christians? And I think we talked about this. I was on Alex Newman's show just last week, and he had brought up the point that George Barna, who does church research, said that out of that many people that profess to be Christians, only 8% of them were genuine. And then when those 8% were asked concerning the Word of God, do you believe every word that's found in the Bible? It went down to 4%. You know what, friends? The Bible says we're fools for Christ. You say to yourself, Bradley, you're a heretic. You know what? Amen. I am my hands, both my hands are up in the air. I am that fool for Christ. Why? Because I know that He is who He says that He is. Because I've interacted with Him continuously over the last 24 and 25 years. But you know where I found Him? Where I lost my life and I gave it to Him. When I denied myself and I took up my cross. When I realized that I was the one that offended Him and putting His Son on the cross, did I realize that it was my sin that did that? And I have a lot to repent of towards God. It's called godly contrition, not towards man. Not towards man. The Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees all things at all times. And I praise God for that. Until America repents before God for violating His moral law, Exodus 20, they won't be brought to the cross, the foot of the cross, where they put their faith in Christ. Nope. The Holy Ghost must bring that godly repentance about. Wherefore, the law is a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Go over to John 16, starting in verse 8. Understanding that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in known sin. Americans are pushing the limit. I believe we've crossed that limit. I absolutely do. On an individual basis. As a country, to sit back and allow the things that the American people have allowed to happen is a reflection of who we are. I said during the last segment, no wonder why we're called the great Satan by foreign countries. Do you know that Americans, countries all over the world are praying for Americans to get back to who they are as the light of the world in Jesus Christ? Did you know that? That's a fact. What do the American people do? Not knowing any better. They don't know that much has been given. They don't know that that much is required. But I'm here to tell you that on that final day, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. And many of the people in this country that are unrepentant, you can rest assured, their kids are going to be raised up and cursing their parents for tolerating the things that they have tolerated. Shame on the American people. For tolerating the things that we have tolerated. The American people have been accustomed to sitting there and highlighting and magnifying the crimes of corruption within their government rather than being the Christian nation that God has commanded them to be in dealing with the corruption and establishing righteousness and peace within the gates. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15. Start there. Americans, don't know what else to tell you besides the fact that I'm going to get on the radio again tomorrow and I'm going to be led to do and say what I'm led to do and say. Romans 8:14. Read it when you get a moment. I've got a lot to show you. The fact of the matter is we need to hit this off on a fresh plate tomorrow and we'll do just that. Tim should be back with us. Again, my stream deck was kind of messed up today, but I want to tell you something, folks. He is who He says He is, and the Bible is clear in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that we're supposed to, that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. And how did the Lord say that that would come? Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. But when he does, we can look at Scripture and understand that all things old have passed away. All things have become new. And when you become new, you get to the battlefield and you deal with your Goliath by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.